जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी,
जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी,
राधा माधव कुंज विहारी,
जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी।
गोपी जरा वल्लभा गिरिवर दारी,
जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर दारी,
गोपी जरा वल्लभा गिरिवर दारी,
गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर दारी।
यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन,
यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन,
यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन,
यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन।
यमुना तीरावनचारी,
यमुना तीरावनचारी,
यमुना तीरा वनचारी,
यमुना तीरा वनचारी।
राधा माधव कुंज विहारी,
जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी।
गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर दारी,
गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर दारी,
यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन,
यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन,
यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन,
यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन।
यमुना तीरा वनचारी,
यमुना तीरा वनचारी,
यमुना तीरा वनचारी,
यमुना तीरा वनचारी।
जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी,
जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा।
कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा
कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे,
हरे रामा
रामा रामा हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम
जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम श्री वृंदावन धाम
कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय वृंदावन धाम
कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय वृंदावन धाम
नित्याय गौरंग जय नित्याय गौरंग नित्याय गौरंग जय नित्याय गौरंग
नित्याय गौरंग जय नित्याय गौरंग नित्याय गौरंग जय नित्याय गौरंग
हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्याय गौर हरि बोल
नित्याय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्याय गौर हरि बोल
कलियुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की
जय
श्रील प्रभुपाद की
जय
ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की
जय
ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तम देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण Welcome all of you for the Demons in Vrindavan Leela. We had discussed before the pastime of Lord Krishna expanding himself into, you know, several calves and cowherd boys in the Brahma Vimohan Leela. One prominent lesson we learnt from Brahmaji is that speculation about the Supreme Lord using one's own jnana is useless. One should not try to understand Krishna by one's own imperfect senses or imperfect intelligence, material intelligence. One should not think, I'll figure out God by my own endeavors. But one should actually, like Arjuna, surrender to Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Without surrendering to the spiritual master, without hearing from him attentively, without practicing devotional service, without humbling ourselves in front of the Supreme Lord, without purifying our heart by chanting the holy name, there is no possibility of knowing Krishna, or loving Krishna, or surrendering to Krishna and connecting with him personally in the spiritual world. So, Brahma used his intelligence to manipulate, you know, the situation in Vrindavan by stealing the cowherd boys and calves. And the result showed that Brahma fell like a golden rod in the lotus feet of the cowherd boy Krishna, offering many, many prayers. So, very, very beautiful prayers. We recited some of them and had a discussion. Now, today we are proceeding to a very beautiful chapter, 10th canto, 15th chapter. This chapter is a very colorful chapter with tomorrow. So, very beautiful chapter of Krishna Balaram entering Vrindavan. And then Renukasa pastime will come very soon. So, here in the first verse you see what a Krishna and Balaram are entering the forest with all the covered boys. The first four verses of the 15th chapter of 10th canto.
Tatascha paugandavaya shritau vraje बभूवतुस्तौ पशुपाल सम्मतौ गाश्चारयन्तौ सकिभिः समं पदैर् वृन्दावनं पुण्यमतीव चक्रतुः.
It is said from the there are three ages of Krishna: Kaumara, Pauganda, Kaishora. Kaumara means 1 to 5 years, Pauganda is 6 to 10, and Kaishora is 11 to 15 years of age. Kaumara, Pauganda, Kaishora. Now Krishna is entering into the Pauganda, which means he is crossing the age of 5. So, Tatascha Pauganda Vayaha Shritavraje. Now, here Krishna Balaram are very eager to go for herding the cows and calves in the forest. But Mother Yashoda doesn't want them to go. She says, what is the need of you going, my son? You are a son of a king. We have hundreds and thousands of servants. They can take the cows and calves and go to forest. You are my child, darling. You stay at home. Mother Yashoda was saying like that. But then Krishna and Balaram went to Nanda Baba and said, Father, Father, now we have grown up as bigger boys. Our intelligence also has grown up now. So earlier you were allowing us to be Vatsapal, taking care of the small Vatsa, just around the Nanda Bhavan, not going much out of that place. Now that we have grown up, we want to know whether can you let us take the cows and calves and go to the forest. We will go with our friends and we will have great fun all day and we will come back in the evening. So Nanda Baba said, I cannot decide alone. I have to call for a meeting. So all the Pashupalas were called, cowherd men were called for a serious meeting. What to do with Krishna Balaram desiring to go to forest? Pashupala sammatav, it is said. So they all sammatav, agreed. Yes, yes, yes. Now Krishna Balaram should be allowed to go for herding the cows and calves. Now Krishna Balaram came to Yashoda and said, we have got permission now to go. We have to go now.
Kaschara yantav sakivi samampadair ब्रह्मदावनम पुण्यमतीव चक्रतुः.
Such a beautiful verse. Actually, Krishna refused to wear sandals when Mother Yashoda arranged one for him, golden sandals. But Krishna said, "Oh Mother, all cows, they will walk barefoot, and how can I wear sandals? Can you make sandals for them too?" Yashoda said, "You see, I have to make hundreds and thousands and lakhs of sandals. If you have to make for all the cows, I made only one for you, my child." She said. Then Krishna said, "I will not wear it. Because they are not wearing one, I will also not wear." So, when the cows overheard it, so they had an emergency meeting at night. "Tomorrow, Lord Krishna is going to come with us to forest, taking us for herding." And they were all jolly. At the same time, they were worried. He will come barefoot. And we all in our hooves, you know, we have something like a shoe kind of thing. You know, we have cows have a very strong portion. But poor Krishna will walk barefoot without wearing any sandals just because of us. So what to do? They decided that whole night we will break all the stones into powder. So they went in the night, whole night they were awake, breaking all the stones and everything into powder. And today if you go to Vrindavan, you will find the sand of Vrindavan is like a Johnson & Johnson baby powder. So soft it is, even today. And it was the work of the cows. See, the Lord loved the cows so much, he is called Govinda. And the cows also loved the Lord. So they rendered the service of turning the stones into powder. Just see how thick love exists between the Lord and his devotees in Vrindavan. So in this way, this is the first day Krishna is going for herding the cows and calves in the forest. You all have seen that beautiful picture of Krishna, Balram and cowherd boys running together in the bank of Yamuna with all the calves and cows. So, in this way, Gashcharyantau, Sakibihi Samam Padai. And he was carrying all his friends with him also. Krishna went to the forest. Actually, now he has become a Gopal now. So, actually when Krishna was taking the cows also wanted to come with the mothers. Because they won't be able to bear separation. So they also ran with the mothers. So the cows and calves went. So the bulls thought, "Hey, our family is going. Our cows and our children, sons, vatsa, they are also going. So let me also go." So the bulls also wanted to go. So then the bulls were told to stay back because they have to go for ploughing work. They said, all right, we'll await them, return back in the evening. So they had to be stopped. And in this way, Ativa Chakratu, Vrindavanam Punyam Ativa Chakratu, it is said. Vrindavanam became very, auspicious. Why? Because Krishna is walking barefoot and in his lotus feet there are 19 symbols are there. Like the elephant, goat and the lotus and the fish and many symbols, and each of the symbols have a meaning. They actually bring Mangal, Shubhata and to all the devotees. To bless the devotees, Lord has those symbols in his feet. So he was putting the footprint everywhere and the whole Vrindavan was becoming more and more punya, was increasing in Vrindavan. And Yashoda was telling to Balaram, "Hey Balaram, make sure this Krishna will not climb tall trees in the forest, because now he is going away from home. You know, who can keep a watch on him? Make sure that, you know, when he is taking, in case he wants to take water from any kunda, he doesn't dip himself, he will get drowned. And also make sure he doesn't go near the big cows and touch them, because the cows have sharp horns. I am very worried," she said. "Also, he may be playing all day. He may forget to eat the lunch. So make sure that he eats lunch on time, my son." So Yashoda told Balaram. Balaram said, "Don't worry, Maya. I will take care of everything. I am elder to him. I will ensure that he will eat." So in this way, this is a very beautiful verse. Krishna, Balaram and cowherd boys taking higher responsibility of becoming going from Vatsapal to Gopal. In this way, it is said, the next verse,
Tanmadavo venamudirayan brito gopair grinadbe swayasho balanvitaha pashun puraskritya pashavyamavishad vihartu kamak kusumakaram vanam.
Okay, I'll show you the picture also. You can see. You can show this one. So the killing of the Enikasura, chapter 15 of 10th canto. First four verses, Krishna will enter the forest of Raja with Balaram. And then 5 to 8 verses, he is praising the trees and other creatures in the forest. He will tell Balaram how they are all welcoming us and everything. Then 9 to 19, all the covered boys, you know, varieties of games they play with Krishna. Very interesting section it is. What kind of things they do in the forest. How do they spend their time in the forest? Many people ask me a question, Prabhu, when you go back to Godhead, you know, will there be IT companies? Hey, no, there will be no IT companies there. Prabhu, there will be scooters, cars? No. Will there be smartphones? No. Then how do they spend the time? How you can live your life? Prabhu, we are living with them day in and day out in this world. Then what do they do all day? So you will see in this chapter what the covered boys do with Krishna. And then 20-26, the covered boys request Krishna to go to Talavan, where the Dhenukasura was living. And then 27-40 is the killing of Dhenukasura. And then Krishna Balaram will be glorified, and the affection of the mothers. Yeah. So in this way, it's a beautiful chapter it is. See, they are entering forest of Vajra. See the beautiful picture of Krishna Balaram with so many cows and calves.
Tanmadavo venum udirayan vrito.
Madhava is Lord Shri Krishna, Lord Shri Madhava. Also Madhava, another meaning of the word Madhava is spring season. So wherever Lord Krishna glances, all the flowers are blooming and trees are laden with colorful ripened fruits. And the Prakriti is full of hariyali, greenery everywhere. Rivers are full of water. So the spring season blossoms. The nature is smiling joyfully when Krishna enters the forest. That's also the meaning of Tan Madhavo. Venum. He plays on the Venu, his flute. And that flute sound is surrounding the entire forest. Beautiful sound.
Gopair grinadbhi svayasho balanbitah.
He is surrounded by his gopa friends. Svayasho balanbitah. They are all singing his glories, accompanied by Balaram.
Pashun puraskritya pashavyamavishat.
So they are taking the cows and calves with them, and they are entering into the forest. What for?
Vihartu kamah kusuma karambanam.
Simply to enjoy pastimes. Vihartu kamah. Because you can see Krishna is playing on the flute, he is dancing, and the covered boys are singing. What is the meaning of this? They are simply jubilant. They are simply joyful. Vihartu kamah. So for Krishna, everything is pastime. Dancing on Kaliya is pastime. You know, riding the chariot of Arjuna is pastime. You know, playing pranks with Mother Yashoda is pastime. Vihartu kamah. Vihar. Vihar means what? Recreation. Kusumakaram vanam. Kusumakaram. The forest was, rich with flowers, as I told you. There was grasses and water and flowers, everything. Very beautiful. Yeah. Then he says,
Tanmanju Goshali Mrigad Vidakulam Mahan Mana Prakyapaya Saraswata Vatena Jushtam Shatapatra Gandhina Nirikshyarantum Bhagavan Manodadhe.
He's saying here about the nature, how it was. Tanmanju Goshali Mrigad Vidakulam. There were Ali. Ali means the honey bees. In the Yamuna, there were varieties of lotuses, like blue lotus, yellow lotus, red lotus. And the bumblebees were sitting over them and hovering. And they saw there was a lot of honey in the lotuses. So they were humming. Zzz, one could hear the sound. That is the Goshali. They were making beautiful sounds, very charming sounds. And Mriga, Dvija, Akulam. He's saying, the forest was filled with various animals and birds, like home. Like the birds, like cuckoos, were cooing and welcoming Krishna.
Coo, coo,
They were welcoming like this. And there were also other birds like peacocks. They were dancing with their, you know, beautiful feathers. They were dancing and welcoming Krishna. As Krishna Balaram and cowherd boys were walking, they were going behind and showing their beautiful peacock feathers and welcoming Krishna into the forest. So, just as the cuckoo is cooing sweetly, devotees should learn the art of welcoming Krishna or the pure devotees by speaking sweetly and singing the Hare Krishna mantra very sweetly, you know, when such great devotees come. And also, like the peacocks are dancing, so we also should dance to the Hare Krishna tune and welcome Prabhupada, welcome pure devotees, you know, like that. So these are the birds, Dvija. And what about the mruga? The deers, they were looking at Krishna with love-laden eyes. They were glancing at Krishna with very innocent looks and welcoming eyes, love-laden eyes. So Krishna and Balaram became very pleased by the welcome given by the deers also, like this. So this is the way one should welcome Krishna. And then they are saying here, he's saying here, prakyapaya Saraswata. Vatena Jushtam Shatapatra Gandhina. There were 100-petaled lotuses, and the fragrance of which was carried by the wind. And the wind was moving around Krishna, Balaram and cowherd boys and giving them a very nice feeling. Niriksharantum Bhagavan Manodade. Having seen the beauty of all this, which I told you just now, Krishna was thinking, oh, so the forest is so nice. Let me go with my cowherd boyfriends and have great fun in the forest. Let's play games. Let us enjoy with the devotees. So the spiritual world means it's a place where Lord and the devotees are simply enjoying. It's merrymaking. You know, eat with the Lord, dance with the Lord, sing with the Lord, play with the Lord, and spend your time with Him. And you don't have to get old. You don't have to get diseased. You don't have to die. All the people's bodies in spiritual world are made of Sachidananda Vigraha. It's a Sachidananda Swarupam. So in this way, all the cowherd boys, most fortunate fellows, most fortunate souls, they are going with the Lord in the forest like this.
Satatra tatra runapallava shriya phala prasuno rubharena padayoho sprishat chikhan viksha vanaspatim muda smayan nivaha grajamadi purushaha.
He is saying here, the Lord now saw the trees. What are the trees doing? There were beautiful reddish birds and heavy burden of fruits and flowers. The trees were thinking, the bumblebees are humming very sweetly. The cuckoos are cooing, peacocks are dancing. What am I doing? I also should do some service. But my only lamentation is I can't leave this place. And I can't go with the Lord like the cows and calves. I can't go with Krishna like the cowherd boys. Now I am stuck in one place, but at least I can render some service. I can offer some flowers to Him. I can offer some fruits to Him. So the trees were bending down their branches and offering the fruits and flowers. As that he says here. And when Krishna saw that, he was smiling. He smiled gently. And he told his elder brother, my dear brother, look at these trees. They are trying to offer you fruits and flowers. Take these flowers and wear on your turban. Take these fruits and eat them, so that the trees will consider their life successful, that they have offered to you. Actually, they are offering for Krishna, but Krishna is telling they are offering for Balaram. Why? Because you will find in India, we have the culture, if a guest comes to your home and asks you, can I sit in the sofa? The sofa is a little more comfortable for me than the chair. Then what people say? Why only the sofa? This whole home is yours only. They will say like that in India. Very common. The whole house is yours. You can come to kitchen and eat whatever you want. You can relax. Like we say, now feel at home. Similarly, Krishna is telling Balaram, Bhaiya, the trees are bowing down to you and they are offering the fruits and flowers to you. Please accept them. Because Krishna is like a host now. He is actually offering everything to his brother, and his elder brother is elder in age also. So Krishna is, actually the trees are very fond of Krishna and they are offering these offerings to him, and Krishna is picking up and he wants to offer to Balaram out of his own humility. Yeah. And the trees are, you know, weeping that, see, we can't, the bumblebees, as soon as they see Krishna, they leave the flowers and honey and everything and they want to go with Krishna to the forest. And the trees are thinking, oh, we can't go because we are stuck in one place. So the trees are crying tears. And what are those tears? The honey flowing from the trees. The gopis are saying that it's not just the honey, it's the tears of the trees that they can't accompany Krishna to the forest. Actually, the gopis are saying trees are crying. Actually, they are crying. They want to go with Krishna. They cannot go. So indirectly, they're saying the trees are crying because of love for Krishna. Now here you will see Krishna is speaking here.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha Aho Ami Deva Varamar Architam Padam Bhujam Te Sumanapalarhanam Namantyupadaya Shikabirant Atmanas Tamo Pahattai Tarujanma Yatkratam.
In this way, Krishna is saying, oh, greatest of lords, Balramji is saying, just see the trees are bowing their heads, and your lotus feet are worshipable even by demigods, like that he is saying. They are offering fruits, flowers, everything. In this way, there are many verses very beautifully describing, very wonderful, very beautiful. Peacocks, deers, cuckoos. So I will proceed ahead. In like that he is saying in the, you know, 8th verse, one last verse we will read and then we will proceed ahead.
Danyeya madhya dharani, Danyeya madhya dharani, Trinaviru dastvat, Padas prishodrumalata, Karajabhimi mrishtaha, Nadyodraya kagamraga sadayavalokair gopyontarena bhujayur apiyat sprihashri.
Like that, he's talking about how the earth is very fortunate because you have put your lotus feet on the earth. Similarly, the trees are very fortunate because as you are proceeding in the forest of Raja, you are touching every tree, accepting their fruits, accepting their flowers. Similarly, all the rivers, mountains, birds, animals, they are all receiving your glances. In this way, different glorification of his brother is doing. And in this way, now we are proceeding to Shukadeva Goswami saying further,
Evam Vrindavanam Srimat Krishna Pritamana Pashun Reme Sancharayan Adrehe Saritrodhas Susanugah.
He is saying here that the Vrindavana forest and all its inhabitants, they all became very jubilant receiving Krishna when he came tending the cows and other animals. And with his friends on the bank of Yamuna River, below the Govardhan Hill. And what did they do there? That is explained in the next few verses. I will show you the picture just 1 minute. You can show this one. So let us see how Krishna would enjoy in the forest.
Kochit gayati gayatsu.
This is verse number 10.15.10.
Kochit gayati gayatsu. Mandhalishvanu vrataihi. Upagiyamana charitah pati sankarshananvitah.
He is saying, alibihi. In the honeybees. The honeybees in Vrindavan became so mad with ecstasy. And they closed their eyes and began to sing. So, the honeybees of Vrindavan are not ordinary honeybees. They are actually great sages from the previous lives. They are pure devotees. They are rasika bhaktas. They delight in Lord's pastimes. And they are glorifying the Lord and his leelas. Similarly, in one of the places you will find, Balramji says the trees which are standing here, they are actually impersonalists in the past lives. And at last they have become devotees. So therefore they were allowed to enter into Vrindavan, but because impersonalists like to just sit and say, Om, Aham Brahma Asmi, like that. Therefore, they became trees. They can be stagnant in one place. Nevertheless, now that they have become devotees, they are offering fruits and flowers, everything, as trees. Similarly, the birds sitting on the trees with their eyes closed and hearing Krishna's flute, they are also yogis. Like the yogis in their dhyan meditation, they see Lord Krishna in their hearts. Similarly, the birds are yogis. The trees are impersonalist. The bumblebees are Lord's rasika devotees who relish, the Lord's sweetness by staying close with Him in the Lord's garland, or they go with the Lord wherever the Lord goes. And therefore, they were closing their eyes and began to sing. So they sing sweetly in a buzzing sound. And also he's saying further.
Anujalpati jalpantam kalavakyai shukam kvachit kvachitsa valgukujantam anukujati kokilam.
Here he says, yeah. Sometimes Lord Krishna would imitate the chattering of a parrot. Sometimes with a sweet voice, they would imitate the sound of a cuckoo. And sometimes the cooing of swans.
Quack, 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 quack.
And imitate the dancing of a peacock. Sometimes they imitate the voice of rumbling of the clouds in the sky. And sometimes Krishna would call the cows with great affection. Like Hamsi, Chandani, Chamari, Shamali, like that he would call the names. Mridangamukhi. So, and of course he won't call with the mouth, he would call with the flute. He would play on the flute. Like that he would call names with the flute. And the particular cows knew that Krishna is calling me. They would come running joyfully because they like the names to be called by Krishna. Isn't it? Even when our names are called, we all like it very much, isn't it? If someone calls us by our name. So when Krishna calls the cows by the name, they will feel so jolly. Oh, he is calling my name. So they would come running. In this way, many, many games he played. See, in the purport, Prabhupada says here, you will see that. Lord Krishna would joke with his friends, just look, the peacock doesn't know how to dance properly. I'll go and teach the peacock. So he'll go and join the peacocks. And he would dance so artistically, all the peacocks have become mesmerized. Sometimes they would imitate the birds like chakoras, crunchas, chakravakas, bharadvajas, peacocks. Here you see Krishna is imitating the peacock. You are showing the picture? With deep voice, he would call out the cow's name with affection. See that the deers are running, cowherd boys run with the deers fastly. And the swans and cuckoos are watching. And Krishna is imitating the peacock, you see. See, sometimes they would jump along with a frog. Sometimes they would imitate the birds. They are playing various types of games, you see. And then when Balram would be tired, he would lie down on the lap of a boy. Krishna would massage the feet. What do we understand from this? Although Krishna is God, in Vrindavan, he doesn't play the role of God. Godhead gives up his godhood out of love for his devotees. Krishna covers the intelligence of the covered boys and does not allow them to access that God. Why so? And that is called Yoga Maya. In this world, the living beings are covered by Mahamaya. Therefore, they are atheistic. They are ignorant of God. So, Mahamaya blinds the people to think, I am the center of the universe. Whereas Yoga Maya, due to blindness of love, they love Krishna so much that they don't treat him as God. Just like a prime minister's mother may not treat the son as a prime minister at all. She sees him as my son. Or a brother or sister of a prime minister will deal with him like a brother or sister, isn't it? They don't have to say, good morning, sir, you are the PM of India or whatever. They don't do. In the same manner, the covered boys deal with Krishna like their dear friend, heart-to-heart friend, most favorite friend most lovable friend, and they can't be separated from him even for a moment. They considered him like their own life itself. I heard that sometimes the covered boys would return back in the evening and go home and sleep. Sometimes at 11 o'clock or so, they would get up and come to Nanda Bhavan and go, Kana, come now, it's time to go to forest. And Yashoda would tell them, hey, what are you doing? Is it the time to go to forest? It's midnight. Go and sleep. Like that she would tell them. Why they would want to call Krishna? Because even in the sleep, they were remembering Krishna. You see? In this way, Krishna massages Balram's feet, and one boy is fanning it, another boy is singing a sweet song, another boy is blowing on the shank. In this way, all of them would enjoy their stay in the forest. Sometimes Krishna would sleep, as you see here. Yeah, the gopas would make a pillow of leaves or buds, or sometimes on the lap of a friend. They would massage his lotus feet. They would fan him with a lotus leaf, you see. And some of the boys are singing and playing on the instruments, and Krishna would go to sleep. So, this is the way they spent their time in the forest. So, Mother Yashoda is meditating like this. Oh, my son would be lying on the root of a tree with his elbow hands like this, relaxing along with other covered boys. This is Yashoda's meditation also. Yeah. And then there is one important verse which will say about how Krishna concealed his opulence as God. We will read that verse. 19th verse. Yeah. The same chapter. 10.15.19.
Yevam nigudatma gatiswa mayaya gopatma jatvam charitair vidambaya re mera mala lita pada pallavo gramyai samam gramyabadisha cheshtitah.
He says here, evam nigudatma gati swamayaya, by his own internal potency, Krishna hid his godhood. He didn't exhibit his godhood in Vrindavan. He was covering it in order to make people, the Vrindavan vasis, experience a human-like behavior from Krishna. There is another verse also in Bhagavatam.
Anugrahaya bhaktanam deham manushyamastitah bhajate tadrishi krida yashrutva tatparo bhavet.
That verse says that anugrahaya bhaktanam, just to show anugraha or kripa to the bhaktas, deham manushyamastitah. Krishna plays the role in Vrindavan like a human being, like a human child. You see, when Arjuna saw the Vishwarupa Darshana form, he was not very happy. He said, this is a very frightening form, with thousands of hands and thousands of legs. I don't want to see this anymore. Please kindly make it disappear, Krishna, he said. Then Krishna showed a four-handed form. Then Arjuna said, please show me your Saumya form, which is very, very dear to my heart, as Shyamsundara. So then Krishna, after that, showed the two-handed form. And Arjuna said, this is the form I love the most, to see you in two-handed form. And there is a reason for this. Because in the two-handed form, you have two hands, Krishna also has two hands. You can relate with him like a friend. Whereas if he has four-handed and you are two-handed, you may not be very comfortable, isn't it? Like imagine one of your friends from the neighborhood comes to your room saying, let's be friends. And then he has four hands. You will be always looking at the two extra hands. Or if somebody has 1,000 hands, how can you be equal friends? Therefore, Krishna keeps himself eternally in this beautiful form of two-handed form of a blue boy, playing on his flute and curly locks of hair and very endearing form. So, therefore here he says here that he covered his godhood.
Gopatmajatvam charitair vidambayam.
He accepted the status of being a covered boy. And by his past, in performing the pastimes, he was pretending to be like ordinary boy.
Re me ramalalita pada pallava.
He is saying, he enjoyed the goddess of fortune, attended the Pada Pallavaha, which attended. So here he is saying that by his internal potency, he acted like the son of a coward. He was enjoying like a village boy in the company of other village covered boys. And actually at the same time, you will see that Isha Cheshtitaha, it is said, he also displayed the power of Supreme Lord by killing Putana Agasara, Bakasara, so many demons, isn't it? Which no ordinary child can do that. But nobody knew how is this Krishna able to exhibit such a prowess. Sometimes they would discuss amongst themselves. Probably he's a demigod. Sometimes they would remember what Gargamani said. Narayana Samagunaihi. Like that. So, he also is as powerful as Narayana. That's what Gargamani said. But little did they know that Krishna is a source of so many hundreds of Narayanas. Like you find he expanded himself into covered boys and those covered boys all became Narayana forms. So, Vijayabhasi did not know Krishna's greatness because Krishna hid it from them so that they will not deal with him respectfully, but they would reproach him or admonish him or play with him just like one of the other covered boys. It's Krishna's mercy upon his devotees. Yeah. So now we are entering into this pastime. Yeah. As they were proceeding in the forest like this, the 20th verse, he says, Shri Rama Nama Gopalo Rama Keshavayo Sakha Subalasoka Krishna Adya Gopa Premnedam Abruvan. The Gopas like Shri Rama, he spoke to Balarama and Keshava, Krishna. Along with him was Subala, Stoka Krishna, all those other covered boys. So, very lovingly, Shri Rama was making a request. Actually, the covered boys headed by Shri Rama now are going to request Krishna Balaram to exhibit their pastimes of prowess or power in going into Talavan. Actually, covered boys like to see the Lord's displaying his power by killing some demon. So they are inspired from within by Leela Shakti. So that they will speak in such a way that it will induce Krishna to kill some demon. That's one thing. Another thing, now they are going to ask for fruits from a forest in the neighborhood. Although they say, we are very hungry, we want the fruits. But actually they want to see Krishna Balaram eat the fruits. That is their desire. They actually want to see the fruits fall down, they will pick up and give it to Krishna Balaram. That is their desire. So, in this way, Shri Rama is a chief friend of Krishna in Raj. So, generally, for example, a man will not tell another friend of his that, I am very hungry, I am going to eat, if you want, you also come. He won't say that. He will tell the other person that, oh, it's getting late, you must be hungry, please come. I'll feed you. So, while feeding him, he will also eat. Similarly, the covered boys actually want to take Krishna Balaram to the forest of Talavan and then get the fruits from the tree and then feed Krishna Balaram. After they are happy and satisfied, then they will take the other fruits. In this way, they are going to invite now. Rama Rama Mahabaho Krishna Dushta Nivarhana. They are calling. Hey Balaram, Balaram, you are a very powerful personality. Mahabaho. Dushta Nivarhana Krishna. Krishna is a destroyer of demons. Ito avidure sumahad vanam talali sankulam. Not very far from here. There is a very beautiful place called Talavan. So, in this way, you are very great personalities. In the purport, many points are given here about the Talavan. From the western side of Mathura, in a two-yojana distance, there's a holy place called Govardhan. And then, here he's saying that the forest of Talavan is described in the Harivamsha also. Sarudesha samasnigdaha sumahan krishnamritika. It says that the land there is very smooth and very expansive. The earth is black there, densely covered with darbha grass, devoid of stones and pebbles. That's a description about Talavan. And then they are saying, Krishna Balaram, do you know, in that forest there are many fruits that are even falling to the ground. And many are already on the ground, but nobody can eat in that forest. There is one donkey there called the Dhenuka. Neither will he eat the fruits, nor will he give it to anybody else. That is his nature. So they are saying that, but, oh Rama and Krishna, he is a very powerful demon. He has assumed the shape of an ass. And he has many, many friends who also are in a similar shape, ass shape like this. So they are saying now, Tasma Krita Nara Ahara, they are saying. This Dhenuka is such a dangerous demon Don't think of him to be ordinary ass. He has eaten even human beings. They are saying, he has eaten men alive, they are saying. Therefore, what has become of humans? Even animals and birds, they are afraid to go to the forest. So nobody goes there. It's a barren forest. Because this fellow is a very powerful rakshasa. Like that they are saying. Yeah.
Vidyante bhukta purvani palani swarabhini cha yeshavai swarabir gandho vishuchino avagrihyate.
They are saying, but at the same time, Krishna, we have to tell you also, why we wish to go there? Because the fruits are very nice smelling, sweet smelling, and they are very tasty. No one has tasted them yet. Can't you see the fragrant smell of the fruits? He's asking. Because it's carried by the wind. So the ripened fruits. So they are inducing Krishna Balaram now to go to the forest. So they are saying, please, please, Krishna, get us the fruits for us. Because our minds are attracted to the aroma. Although they are saying that we are attracted by the fragrance and the fruits are very tasty. But as soon as they get the fruits, what do you think they will do? They'll give it to Krishna Balaram. Krishna may say, hey, you guys are very hungry, therefore I got it for you. They'll say, no, no, no. Our hunger is to please you, to serve you. You please take. And then after Krishna eats and gives, then only they will take. This is the nature of these boys. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, here in the second para, the purport says, since Lord Krishna had already killed many demons, on this particular day he decided to give first honors to Balaram. who would demolish the first demon, Dhenuka? And by the words of Yadi Rochate, the coward boys indicate that Krishna Balaram need not kill the demon simply to satisfy them. They should only do if the Lord's formed the concept appealing, which means the boys are so humble also, they are saying, Prayachatanina Krishna Gandhalo Vitachetasam Panchasti Mahati Rama Gamyatam Yadi Rochate. Krishna Balaram, if you both like the idea that we can go to that forest, then we will go. If we don't like the idea, drop the idea, come, let's go and play elsewhere. Like that they are saying. They are very open minded with Krishna. So they are saying that if you like the idea, then let's go to the forest. What do you think Krishna would do? You see, even though coward boys say that whatever pleases you, Krishna, you do, he will exactly do what pleases the boys, his friends. That's the nature of Lord and the devotees. The devotee may say, my dear Lord, if you like, you may go to the Talavan, and there are wonderful fruits, and you both are powerful, you can kill the demon and take the fruits. But if you don't like the idea, then let's drop the idea. But Lord knows, these boys will be very happy if I go. They are saying, it's my choice, but my choice is that choice which pleases my devotees. So you will see Krishna and Krishna Balaram and the covered boys are tied to heart to heart in that sweet relationship. So Lord actually, when Krishna and Balaram heard this thing, they both laughed loudly. And they both desired to please the boys. Yeah. They said, yes, we shall definitely go. Come, let's go to Talavan. So they all went to the boys to the Talavan. Yeah. So, Krishna was thinking in his mind, how can the vyas be so formidable, so powerful that he is eating men alive? They are saying, anyway, let me go and see who is that ass. He was thinking. So, therefore, he laughed. Yeah. And also, another reason he says why Krishna laughed loudly, Balaram also, in order to encourage the boys that when the demon comes to attack us, don't get frightened. Because we are laughing now, which means we will definitely kill him. You have nothing to fear. Yeah. And then, now they are entering the forest, Talavan. What did, as soon as they entered, what they did, Krishna had already told Balaram, Balaram, it's your turn now. I will just sit back and watch what you do. So you can kill the demon.
Bala pravishya bahubhyam talan samparikampayam parani patayamasa matangaja Ivaujasa matangaja.
Like a mad elephant, very tremendous strength Balaram had. Like an elephant sometimes may put his trunk over a branch of a tree, like that may tear down. Here Balaram is putting, like Balaram is catching the whole trunk of the tala trees and is shaking them, like a matangaja, it says. బలం ప్రవిశ్య బాహుభ్యాం తాళాన్ సంపరికంపయన్. సో హీ షుక్ ద తాల ట్రీ. సో వెన్ హీ షుక్ ద ట్రీ పరికంపయన్ అండ్ హీ డిడ్ లైక్ దిస్ వాట్ హ్యాపెన్ ఫలాని పాతయామాస. హీ మేడ్ ఆల్ ద ఫ్రూట్స్ టు ఫాల్ బికాస్ వెన్ యూ షేక్ అ ట్రీ ద హోల్ ట్రీ షేక్స్ ఆల్ ద ఫ్రూట్స్ ఆర్ ఫాలింగ్ డౌన్ అండ్ సౌండ్ ఈస్ కమింగ్ ఆల్సో. ఫలానాం పతతాం శబ్దం నిశమ్యాసుర రాసవః. See, the demon who was in the form of a jackass, he heard the sound of the fruits falling. He thought, how dare somebody has entered into my forest? I am taking care of the forest on behalf of Kamsa. Who can enter into this territory? He was thinking like that. Abhyadavat kshiti talam sa nagam parikampayan. Oh, here he says, the ass, as soon as he saw someone has entered into my territory and they are shaking the tree and making the fruits fall, he came running very fastly. But the way he was running, he was a very heavy, big ass. Like that he was running. So the bhumi was vibrating. And all the trees were also shaking because of his running. That means very mighty ass, not ordinary ass. Yeah.
Samityatarasa pratyak ద్వాభ్యాం పద్భ్యాం బలం బలి నిహత్యో రసికా శబ్దం ముంచన్ పర్యసరత్ ఖలః.
హీ సేయింగ్ దిస్ యాస్ వాట్ హీ డిడ్ పవర్ఫుల్ డిమన్ యాస్ సూన్ యాస్ హీ కేమ్ హియర్ ఇమ్మీడియట్లీ హీ వాంటెడ్ హీ సా బలరామ్ ఇస్ షేకింగ్ ద ట్రీ హీ గాట్ రియలీ వైల్డ్ హీ టర్న్డ్ అరౌండ్ టుక్ అ యూట్ అబౌట్ టర్న్ విత్ హిస్ హిండ్ లెగ్స్ హీ కిక్డ్ ఆన్ బలరామ్స్ చెస్ట్ pat 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 like that and then he would run around braying loudly again he would come back and again hit Balram. So in this way he thought I'll repeatedly hit a few times and defeat him. That was this Dhenukasura's idea.
Punarasadya samrabdha upakroshta parakstitah charanavaparavrajan balaya prakshipat rusha.
He's saying again he turned moving in towards Balram and then he turned his back and with a great anger the demon kicked Balram again. So what do you think Balram did? Balram captured the hind legs. This is why the ass is called foolish because if you are hitting from the front with your head or something, nobody can catch you very easily. But he is turning around, showing his back and hitting with the back leg. Balram easily caught hold of the legs. Two legs and then he whirled him. Zoom, 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 zoom. And then he threw him at the top of a tree. He went and landed on one of the trees. Then seeing that other asses came running, his friends which will come in the next few verses, they all came running. Other verses. So when he put the ass in a tree, and the tree would shake like this, and all the fruits would fall down. Then the other asses came running. And then now Krishna and other, you know, Krishna picked up the other asses and he also started whirling them with their hind legs and throwing them the second tree and third tree and fourth tree and fifth tree. In this way, different asses were of different color. It appeared like clouds of multiple colors. It was pink and yellow and blue and orange and different colors. Colorful. It was like appearing like a panoramic view of all the asses were killed and thrown in the top. Like that. 33rd verse says,
తేనాహతో మహాతాలో వేపమానో బృహచ్చిరాః పార్శ్వస్థం కంపయన్ భగ్నః సచాన్యం సోపి చాపరం.
లార్డ్ బలరామ్ థ్రూ ద డెడ్ బాడీ ఆఫ్ ధేనుకాసుర్ ఇన్ టు ద టాలెస్ట్ పామ్ ట్రీ ఇన్ ద ఫారెస్ట్ అండ్ వెన్ ద డెడ్ డిమన్ ల్యాండెడ్ ఇన్ ద ట్రీ టాప్ ద ట్రీ బిగాన్ షేకింగ్ కాసింగ్ ద నెక్స్ట్ ట్రీ టు షేక్ ఆల్సో అండ్ ఆర్ ద ట్రీస్ వుడ్ బ్రేక్ అండర్ ద వెయిట్ ఆఫ్ ద డిమన్ then it would shake the subsequent tree, all the trees like this. In this way, then, so in this way when other demons came, they put, so at this point it is very important to talk about what is this Dhenukasura demon? This Dhenukasura, see, he was a Kamsa's servant now. And Kamsa had told him that you take care of the forest on behalf of me. So, He was taking care of the forest, but he wouldn't let anyone come in. That's the way he was taking care. Neither he ate the fruits, nor did he allow anyone to eat. So you will find this nature of proprietorship mentality of Dhenakasura is very deep rooted. Actually, he was not the actual proprietor. He knew that Kamsa is the proprietor. And Kamsa is also not the proprietor, because Kamsa is also one of the asuras. And this actually, this place is in Vrindavan. Who is the proprietor in Vrindavan? Krishna is the proprietor in Vrindavan. So, this Dhenakasura is coming into Krishna's territory and imagining Krishna's property to be his property. So, in this way, Dhenakasura represents the possessive mentality or proprietorship mentality. So, but proprietorship of whom? Proprietorship of which property? Krishna's property. He is taking Krishna's place and claiming to be his own. And when Krishna comes to use his place, he is trying to kick him. You can see that. That is his mentality. So, another thing, second thing we can learn, he is trying to protect this place on behalf of an asura. That means he is a servant of Kamsa. He is not assisting Lord's plan. He is assisting, you know, asura's plan. Therefore, he was killed. He was destroyed also. Okay. Krishna Balarama. Oh, these are the things I was telling you just now, isn't it? They're describing covered boys. You're showing it? Yeah. This is the killing of the Dhenakasura. See? Different color. Donkeys are hanging on the top of the trees. This way all the asuras were killed, assisting Dhenakasura. Earth appeared beautiful with the red demons and fruits. Yeah. So let us see what the acharyas talk about Dhenakasura. Here you find that Dhenakasura represents the ignorance of one's spiritual identity, of a swarupa. When we forget who we are, the atma, then we identify with the body, identity of the holy name and the identity of Krishna, not knowing this. So, in the past life, we can see a little bit about the past life of Dhenakasura, just 1 minute. So, when you read about the past life, it gives you a clue. Here you find, you are able to show this? Garga Samhita says this, you see. Previous life, he was a son of Bali Maharaj. Who is Bali Maharaj? Bali Maharaj is son of Virochana. Virochana is son of Prahlad. That means he's coming from a very good lineage, isn't it? See, Prahlad is a pure devotee of the Lord. And then his son Virochana, and Virochana's son is Bali. Bali also actually followed in the footsteps of Lord Vamanadeva. And in the previous life, he was the son of Bali. His name was Sahasika. And that's the reason why Krishna didn't kill him. Because Krishna had told Bali, I won't kill anybody in your vamsh. So he handed over the charge to Balaramji because of that. His name was Sahasika. He enjoyed with 10,000 women on the Gandhamadana mountain. Actually, you hear about Kartavirajan also like this, with going with thousands of women and enjoying in the river waters, sometimes drunken on liquor. And he had thousands of hands. So many asuras in this world have come. One of the common things we find with asuras, the first thing is they consider themselves as proprietor of some land, and then they drive out the other people and they occupy their land also, as much as they can occupy. After that, they will declare that I am the controller. Anybody doesn't accept my controllership, I will kill you or whatever. And then you see here, they will enjoy with women, with wine, with wealth. They enjoy with all these things. And the result of the enjoying is what? They become proud. They will offend the saintly people. They will break the laws of God. They will exploit the other living entities. So when Lord sees that they are doing all these things, Lord will come to destroy them. Paritranaya sadhanam vinashayacha dushkatam. So Durvasamuni was in a trance in a nearby cave. He saw that he is enjoying with this 10,000 women. making a big loud music, is putting with instruments and so that the sounds of the women laughing and dancing and with their ankle belts making noise and everything and big musical sound, it was very disturbing to Durvasa, who immediately came out. So of course Durvasa was very thin and emaciated. He's a great tapasvi with a long beard, wearing wooden sandals, holding a stick. But he was glowing with flames of anger. He called Sahasika, "Hey fool, what are you doing here? You are so dull-headed. Don't you understand it is a sacred place, a holy place meant for performing austerities and penances, where ascetics are living. You are bringing all these women here and you are doing sense gratification. You are like an ass because you are dull-headed," like that he said. He said, "You become an ass," he said. And after 400,000 years in the circle of Mathura and in the forest of Thalavan, you will attain liberation by Balaram's hand. Already Durvasa Muni gave that blessing also. Along with the curse, he gave her freedom from the curse. So, I told you this point. Yeah. See, in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana also, we get some more information we get. So, after defeating the demigods, Sahasika, he went on a tour to Gandhamadana mountain, accompanied by a huge army. And then there he met Tilottama, the most beautiful of the Apsaras. And then there's a description about how beautiful she was and all that. And then when she approached Sahasika, the Asura, and then he became intoxicated, and they both forgot the external world. They got into some romantic game play. And in this way, it's very elaborately explained how, because he forgot the external world, they were doing abominable activities in that holy place. Therefore, that was observed, and Durvasa Muni saw that his behavior is improper in a holy place. Therefore, he gave a curse. Similar things are explained here, a little more elaborately. Yeah. See what Durvasa is saying. "Although your father, Bali Maharaj, is a celebrated devotee, you are an animal," he says. "And among animals, only the ass is shameless. I therefore curse you to accept such a body," he says. So here comes a very important point for us. If you are born in a devotee family, then we should be like the parents. People will expect that you become a devotee too. And one should preserve the glory of the family, glory of our dynasty. People always ask, "Who is your father? Who is your mother?" whenever we do anything. Here you see, father is a glorious devotee, but the son misbehaved like this. Yeah. And he told the Tilottama also to become a demoness. Yeah. And then they both are falling at the feet of the sage, praying to him. So, and then Lord gave this thing, deliverance to both of them. "You'll be delivered, don't worry. Krishna will, with his lotus feet, he will deliver you." So you will be born. That's the beauty of these pastimes. Although the sages give curse, the curse leads them to Krishna's lotus feet. That's the best part of it. And for Tulatam also, he said, "Although you'll become a demoness, don't worry. You'll be become the daughter of Banasura, Usha, no? And then when Krishna's manifested pastimes will take place, you will get to marry Krishna's grandson Aniruddha." So she also got a blessing. She was very happy. Yeah. And they both offered obeisance to Sahasika and Tilottama, and they disappeared from there. Yeah. Yeah. So, let us, okay, I'll show you another. You are able to show this? Yeah. See, this is a very important part of the session, which is the last part. What we will learn about from then, of course, for our personal lives. You see, Sri Baladev is called as Akhanda Guru Tattva. He's called Samashti Guru. Samashti Guru means, there is Vyashti Guru, Samashti Guru. Vyashti Guru means individual gurus. Like our spiritual masters. Like in ISKCON, we have so many spiritual masters. They're called Vyashti Guru. And Samashti Guru means sum total of all the gurus. or Akhanda Guru Tattva, we call him. So, he is complete and a total Guru, and he represents all the spiritual masters get Shakti from Balaramji only. So, and he gives the Tattva of Sri Krishna. He teaches the disciple to rise above ignorance. The first ignorance is I am thinking that I am this body, which is not true. I am not the body, I am the soul. Then after that one should know the difference between soul and God. So the Guru teaches all that. So in this pastime you saw Balaram came and shook the tree. Now what is the meaning of that? He shakes the proprietorship of the living entity in this world. Because everybody is thinking, you know, this is my house, this is my industry, this is my bank balance, these are my fields, this is, you know, mine. So everybody thinks I, me, mine in terms of that. And they become very proud that I possess this, I possess that. And we have so many branches and we have such a big bank balance and we have made profits, we have made achievements and everything. So the jiva becomes completely absorbed in material successes like that. When Balaram comes, he shakes them up and wakes them up. He shows them that you came into this world with empty hands and you are going to quit this world with empty hands. We come with a naked body in this world and we leave the world with a naked body. So there is a very beautiful song which says that a child who is newly born, he doesn't wear any dress at all, isn't it? Even if they put one dress, they put a langoti only, and the langoti has no packet for keeping money. Similarly, after a person dies, you know, they again put a cloth over his body, which doesn't have any packet. You know, why it has no packet? Because he's not going to carry any money. That means the child didn't bring any money, nor is his fellow going to carry any money with him. So in this way, one should know that I don't possess anything. I don't possess a single penny. I don't possess any gold. I don't possess any land. Nothing belongs to me. We come with empty hands and go with empty hands. So this is a very important point to remember. If I grasp so many things in this world, which I am leaving and going, then why it becomes so attached to them? Think about it. Like newly born children, always their fingers are like this. You have seen that? They hold like this. Anything, you open their fingers, again they will close like this. What if you give a pen, they will hold it very tightly. Their fingers are always in a grabbing mode. And when a person dies, like that, his eyes are open. You have seen that? Like this. Again, next life, you will grab. So we grab and we leave. Again grab, again leave. Like this. So therefore, Dhenukas represents that proprietorship mentality or grabbing mentality, holding on mentality. It's my place, you know, my trees, and nobody can enter this area, nobody can eat the fruits. Actually, Dhenukas should be very glad that, oh, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna and Balaram, along with their associates, have put the lotus feet in my forest, and it has become sanctified. Talavan is one of the 12 forests of Vrindavan. No? So he has come here and put his lotus feet. He is the Swami of this entire place. So let him come. Let me give him a sitting place. Let me feed him some fruits from the trees. That is ideal consciousness. So now in our life, what does the Dhenukas represent? People actually own a lot of wealth, lot of land, but they don't want to give Krishna anything. When it comes to Krishna, they are very stingy. Like a big crorepati comes in a huge car, you know, which is crores of rupees worth car. Comes and then with a fat body, he gets out and he walks to the temple and takes out his purse and puts a 1 rupee coin. So I will put 1 rupee for God and I will have 1,000 crore rupees for myself. See, God not only sees what you give, he also sees what you hold back. He is very intelligent. So one should never hesitate while giving to Krishna. Actually, for that matter, we should know in the world we are living in, everyone and everything that exists is for the pleasure of Krishna only. The fruit-bearing trees are having fruits to be served to Krishna. Flower-bearing plants, they are ready to give flowers to Krishna for making a garland for Krishna like that. Everyone is waiting to serve him. So we also, whatever Lakshmi I am holding, is actually taken from Krishna only. So why not give him? So the whole idea is then because of possessive mentality, and one will not give anything to God and one will hold on to it as if it's very dear one, and at the time of death they will leave it behind and go. The Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, money, either you leave it or money leaves you. It is said, how money leaves you? Some thief may steal from you. Or how can you leave money? When we die, our money remains in the bank. and we leave it and go. But money cannot go with us. That's the point. So it's not only the money or land or whatever material things in this world. So that represents the dhenikasura, you see. Yeah. Here it gives a nice explanation that you see. Due to foolishness, donkeys carry all kinds of loads in this material world. They are very lusty and tolerate the kicks of she-donkey and beatings of the washerman. Those who out of gross foolishness neglect to worship Supreme God carry all the bad qualities of a donkey. Which means, for example, a man, you tell him to visit the temple, he will say he has no time. But when he goes to company, he will come back at 10 o'clock at night, go to the, you know, some club where he will drink or smoke, and he will spend time till 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock awake. So he has time for such activities. But for temple, he won't come even 10 minutes also. Some people bring their wife and they ask her to take darshan in the temple and they stand outside and smoking a cigarette. When she comes back, they will take her and go. So you will see that in this way, people are very hard working. They work very hard to make money, expand their business, and they indulge in all kinds of, you know, sinful activities. So, if you read this verse, Namam Dushkritano Mudha, Prapadyanti Naradam Aparput, Dhar Prabhupada explains very beautifully about the Mudha donkey. Why he is calling him a Mudha? Actually, there are many people working hard 12 hours, 14 hours a day. If you ask them why are you working so hard, they will say, always, how will I earn my livelihood? You know, Papi Petka Sawal, people say. But actually, Dhar Prabhupada writes the grass is available everywhere for the donkey. But he doesn't eat that grass. He works for a washerman hard, very, very hard. At the end of the day, he gives a palmful of grass and he thinks, oh, farmer is feeding me grass, so I will work for him. But actually, grass is available everywhere. Same way Prabhupada says that, you know, the African elephants in the jungle of Africa, they are getting tons of food without going to college or company anywhere. You think about the, you know, lizard gets, simply by opening the tongue, he gets his fly. Every creature has his food. You can see that. That doesn't mean we are telling everybody, give up all your jobs and just sit at home, money will come. But the point is, in the name of bringing food, clothing, shelter, one should not make a program of working 15 hours, 20 hours a day and ignore Krishna. That's the point. So the donkey works hard. Like this foolish Dhenukasura, he is working hard for Kamsa. Can he eat these fruits? He doesn't eat the fruit. Then why is he working for? He is foolishly working for Kamsa. He can easily tell Kamsa that I get rid of you and I will become Krishna Das. He cannot do that. He is Asura. He is anti-Krishna. So therefore, people who have a very strong sense of material proprietorship, like Daksha Prajapati had that mentality that I am a proprietor, due to which he offended Shiva. You will see that. So, and also, the donkey is called foolish for another reason. You see, in certain month, in rainy season, summer season, the grass is not so much grown. Little grass here, little grass there. And the donkey eats in this lane, little bit. And he goes and tells his friends, I ate in 5 lanes. In 5 lanes I completed today. Actually, there is no grass much there. Little grass here. In rainy season, it will be thick grass everywhere. So, even 1 lane he cannot finish. So, the donkey is worried. I have only finished half the lane. I think I have not eaten well today. Thinking like that, he becomes thin. So, therefore, he is considered foolish. Because he doesn't know that in 1 lane only you ate a lot. He cannot know that. So, donkey is called Mudha. Mudha means foolish. Yeah. Yes. See, here there are more points given here. I think I'll make it like this. Yeah. You can see the first point I told you now. What is Dhenukasura saying? Read it.
I will enjoy all these fruits. Krishna says, offer your fruits to me.
Yat karoshi, yat ashnasi, yat juhoshi, dadasi, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kurushvam mad arpanam. He says, no? Now you all may have a question. Why Krishna is saying, offer the fruits to me? Why can't somebody who has done hard work take the fruits for themselves? Correct, no? That is the reason for that. For example, say you work for a company, and then when you work for the company gives you a remuneration. Is it not true? You get your part, remuneration from the company, work for the company. Similarly, Prabhupada gives an example, say you make this table. So, Malik has given you to make this table and chair. After making table and chair, he became attached to it. Oh, I like the table and chair. Can you take the table and chair and go away? Because who gave you the wood? Who gave you the tools? And who gave you, you know, the map of what is to be done? So, therefore, the table you have made for somebody who gave the materials and the tools, you give it back to them. And you deserve a small remuneration which will be given to you for making this. In the same manner, say for example, a zamindar gives you some seeds. And then he tells you, please come to my home. In front of my house, there's a very big garden. So you throw the seeds. You put the water. And the plants come up and flowers grow. So now there are colorful flowers and fragrant flowers, big, big flowers. So when you're plucking them, you feel, oh, I like these flowers. Can you carry home? So it belongs to whom? It belongs to zamindar, owner. Owner who gave you the seeds, the owner gave you the land, owner gave you the manure, and owner gave you the hose pipe to water. Everything is given by him. Now, because he has appointed you for that service, so you give the flowers to him and he'll give you some remuneration for doing gardening, like what a mali gets, correct, no? In the same manner, in this world, you see the sunlight is given by the Lord, moonlight is given by him, grains are given by him, our senses are given by him, body is given by him. So whatever you are working, so we should actually thank Krishna for giving all these things. Like we offer food to him, you know. And Krishna is very pleased to see that the living entities, for them I have given them fruits, vegetables, everything, they are giving it to me back. And Krishna smiles and says, my dear children, this is all for you. Please take it. You know, you take this prasadam back, you eat it. He is going to give us back. But out of love and out of gratitude, out of duty, we have to offer him everything, whatever we eat, whatever we offer, everything. So, therefore, covered boys, what are they thinking? Read it. What are they thinking, covered boys?
Let us offer all these fruits to Krishna and Balram for their enjoyment.
That is covered boys. Devotees always think, Manas deho geho jo kichu mor arpilo tuva pade nanda kishor. He is saying, my body, my mind, my family members and my house, everything is your property, Krishna. Please come and sit on the altar, I'll feed you bhoga. So that's the mood of a devotee. Dhenukasura did not take advantage of Krishna's coming. Rather, instead of welcoming Krishna and feeding him fruits, he tried to drive away Krishna by kicking him. What a foolish thing. Like sometimes a sannyasi is giving a lecture and preaching. You know, a man sees that in his family, his wife has become a devotee, children have become devotee. Man gets wild on the sannyasi. Why this fellow is giving lectures in the temple and my wife and children are taking bead bag and wearing tilak and chanting and all these things. You know, earlier these people were ready to enjoy with me, watching movies, going for parties, going on world tours, just eating, sleeping and making merry. Now they have become serious in spiritual life. So he gets angry on the sannyasi. Similarly, the Dhenukasura thought, who is coming and shaking the tree? And I'm making the fruits fall. Because the foundation, material foundation is shaken. So some people become offensive also. Like one Mataji gave in the newspaper advertisement that, you know, my son has been taken away. He's become a brahmachari and is gone. Actually, when she went to the temple authority said, here is your son, take him home. But the son didn't want to go back home. So she made a newspaper article to criticize the son's joining the temple. Nevertheless, son didn't leave the temple and come home. He still stayed in the temple. And later on, the Mataji would go to see the son. Now, 10 years later, she became a devotee. 16 round the devotee. And she got initiation from a spiritual master in ISKCON. And now she went to the Guruji and she cried like anything. Maharaj, 10 years ago, I criticized your organization, gave bad in the paper. I am a great aparadi, offender. Please forgive me. Maharaj said, no, you are not a pradhi. You have given your son for serving Krishna. And now you yourself are wearing tila, kantimala, taking bead bag and chanting. You are a devotee mother of a devotee son. There is no offense, like that Maharaj said. And still she was weeping. She thought that I wrote against, you know, this spiritual society like that. So earlier she felt that she was like in that Denukasar mentality that, you know, my son and my home and my this thing. But later on she understood everything belongs to the Lord. Ultimately, although every son and daughter have a duty to take care of their parents all their life, but there are a few who may be bringing the Purva Janma Bhakti Sukritis, and who may actually want to dedicate their life. Actually, the father and son should see, it's very rare to get a child who has such a taste in serving Krishna and foregoing, you know, very high paying job, foregoing married life and foregoing a very big fat salary in a job or in a, you know, the bright material prospects. If somebody can cast it all away and wishes to serve the Supreme Lord, my mother and father should think, God gave us the child. Now God has taken him away for a higher service. He's going to do greater good for the world. Why should we hold him in one small family? Let him be the property of the entire Vasudha Ayeva Kutumbakam. One can see in a big way like that, a broad way. And people, grihasthas who are very sensible, meaningful, they like to dress the Lord with very nice silk cloth. They bathe the Lord, dress the Lord, feed him nice boga, put nice decoration, knowing that everything actually is meant for Krishna's pleasure. See, and those people who are like donkeys, I told you, they work very hard. You can see in Bombay, we find people going in the hanging in the train outside. Very dangerous it is. Completely jam-packed. People leave at 5 o'clock, then they come back in the night. The whole night they slog hard. Whereas here the coward boys were very jolly, with no work to do. They're merrymaking with Krishna. So if you chant Hare Krishna and follow the four regs in this very life, you'll go back to Godhead. And there is no industry, there is no company, there is no air pollution, water pollution, noise pollution. It's a joyful life with Krishna in the center. We live a life free from envy, free from sense gratification, simply to please Krishna. So Venukasura was lazy for spiritual life and proud about material life. He was very proud. I am the proprietor. So this also represents pride. Therefore, to the degree we try to keep for ourselves, to that degree we are poverty stricken, you see. And the degree we give to Krishna, everything, to that degree we are really wealthy. Because if you give to Krishna, then you eventually Krishna becomes yours. If you have Krishna, you have everything. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the more we give to Krishna, the more he gives us. The more we hold back, the more he also will hold back. Like you see the fruit vendor lady, whatever she had, she gave. And Krishna gave back in abundance for her. Sudama also, the only thing he had was, you know, chipped rice. He gave it and then Krishna gave so much. So I will stop here. We have discussed some understanding of Dhenukasura. What he represents, jackass mentality. Ignorance of our spiritual identity, Swarupa, and identifying the an identity and name of Krishna and personality of Krishna, There's a little more I will speak along with the next topic, more about this. Srila Prabhupada ki, thank you very much.